I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountain. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpucha. Hello, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. We're the Mishpucha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar. Oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, Jerry Basinger, I'm speaking to him at his home in Holt Summit, Missouri. And Jerry was given a death sentence. The doctor said, you have 1 month to live. Liver cancer. His weight went down to 86 pounds, but he held on to the promises of God. And he was healed. That was over 10 years ago. No recurrence. But after that happened, he started knowing things about people. For instance, Jerry, you told me that you had a burden, or the Lord told you, to go to McDonald's. What happened?
Well, when I went to McDonald's, I met my wife, and my wife was sitting sharing a meal and ministering to a lady and her sister, and the lady in particular she was talking to was deaf, and so my wife had been praying that I would show up, and God sent me, and we ministered about the promises of God to her and showed her many scriptures, and then I took her outside to pray for her, and as I was getting ready to lay hands on her, the Lord told me she had a hernia, and so I prayed not only for her laying on of hands of her hearing, but that God would heal her hernia as well, and the Lord healed her.
Now, you were telling me, and many times in healing lines, you'll know things about people. You'll know what's wrong with them before they even tell you what's wrong with them. But what you told me about that email, that is off the board, off the charts. Tell me about that again.
Well, I was ministering to a minister that he had sent a prayer request in on our website, and it says, please pray for me. We're having some problems here. And that's all he said. And immediately the word of the Lord came to me and says his wife has left him because he was spending so much time ministering on the Internet, he didn't even know when she left. And so he had many people praying for him. I wasn't the only one, but then he sent back an email just in minutes and saying, the Lord has revealed the situation to you. And what else do you have to tell me? And so I told him the rest of what the Lord had told me. And then I told him, I said, I would like to minister to your wife as well. He says, my wife is gone. I have no idea where she is. And I think it was perhaps the next day, the Lord gave me an email address just out of the blue. And so I just typed it in and typed a whole letter out and addressed it to her, not knowing if I was hearing things out of my head or if this was really the Spirit of the Lord. But I did, and it was God, and it was her, and she responded to me. And they ended up getting back together. I haven't heard from them in several years now, but I assume they're still together.
No wonder you're in awe of these gifts that God has operating through you. But the one that really astounds me is you had a personal friend by the name of Bob who developed lung cancer, and he was given the same death sentence you were given, because for those that are tuning in for the first time, Jerry had liver cancer with a 1 month to live, according to the doctors, and that was over a decade ago. But you prayed for your friend, and he was totally healed, but 4 years later, he developed another condition, and he was dying, and he died. And then what happened?
Well, I was at the hospital, and I was walking up and down the hall just praying, the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. And he was in a comatose state. He had had a stroke, and his eyes were wide open, but he was non-responsive. And his heartbeat was good and everything, and he was breathing normally, but they couldn't get him to respond in any way whatsoever. And I was down in one wing of the hotel making my way back toward the room, and all of a sudden I heard an alarm go off, And several people went running into his room, and by the time I got there, they had pulled a sheet over his head. At that time, I walked in there, and I pulled the sheet down, and I put my hand over his heart, and I says, "Bob, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command you, live." And he jerked up and sat up in the bed and said, "What happened to me?" And I said, "Well, Bob, I think he died." And he says, "Jerry," he says, I've been with Jesus. I don't want to be here anymore." And we talked for maybe 5 minutes or 10 minutes. And then he just kind of just laid back on the bed, and we were talking, and he just kind of drifted off. And so I sat there and then and realized that he was dead. And so I went to put my hand back on his chest, call him back in. This was my best friend. I loved him, and I didn't want to be without him. And I went to put my hand on his chest, and I couldn't touch him. And I climbed up on the bed and straddled him, and it was like I was going to do CPR on him or something, and I couldn't touch him. And
well, why couldn't you touch him?
I don't know. It was just almost, you know, I think it sounds kind of funny to somebody listening, but it's almost like it was a force field over him. I could not touch him. And it was like, then the Lord says, "Jerry, I know you can do it. Let me have him. He's mine." And that was it.
Out of curiosity, when your friend had died and you laid hands on him the first time to bring him back, did you have faith that he would come back, or you were just doing it by faith?
I had faith he'd come back. I knew my authority. You know, Jesus told his disciples, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead. So I had authority from Jesus to do this.
What about the lady in Africa, I believe, that had her eyes poked out by Muslims because she was a Christian? Tell me what happened to that woman who had both eyes poked out. What happened?
They brought her up in a healing line. I thought she was a young lady. She was rather short. But when I got up to her, I realized that she was an older lady. And I put my hands over her eyes, and I says, "Lord, show her your mercy." And I stood there for about 10 minutes and just thanking God and praising God for his mercy. And I took my hands away, and she had eyeballs, but she couldn't see. And I put my hands back on her eyes again, and I says, "Lord, I know you don't do things halfway." I says, "Show her your mercy. Let her see." And I took my hands off, and she could see.
Could you see her eyes?
Yes.
Did the eyes just come back?
Yes, they did. Just beautiful. I mean, you know, 1 second she had empty eye sockets with loose eyelids hanging there, and you know, 10 minutes later she had brand new eyeballs.
But Jerry, how do you handle this? How do you handle seeing God just manifest an eye before your very eyes?
Well, I got to say, I jump up and down and hoop and holler, but yet I shouldn't.
Oh, yes, you should.
Thankfully, because when you pray and ask God to do something and he does it, why should you be surprised?
So you mean if you would pray for people right now, God's going to do it?
Yes.
Then do it. Pray.
Father God, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, I reach out with the word of faith, and I command, I bind you devil, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I bind every power and principality and ruler of darkness by which you're blinding people to the gospel and also physically blinding people. I speak to blind eyes right now in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Devil, you're bound. I command you by the name of Jesus Christ to take the blindness off of these people that you have afflicted with blindness. Every person that's listening to this show, this is for you. Receive your sight now. I loose you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth from your blindness. Be made whole now. Be made shalom now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And give God glory.
And Jerry, I believe some deaf spirits are about ready to be removed. Will you command them off of people right now?
Yes, I will. Father God, in Jesus' name, I take the authority that Jesus Christ gave me. Remove you unclean spirits. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, his name, his blood, his authority binds you, and I bind you by his authority, and I command you to loose these people that you're afflicting right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You spirits of sadness and depression, you come off these people now in Jesus' name. You have blinded them too long. I command and charge you by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to loose these people. Loose your grip on them now in Jesus' name. Turn them loose and return to them and enter them no more forever in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you're suffering from depression right now, Jesus Christ makes you free. Be free. Be shalom in Jesus' name. Shalom is nothing missing, nothing broken. Peace, deliverance, healing, salvation. Be made whole in Jesus' name.
Ms. Bocha, when Jerry prays, I want you to know things are happening. And the air is pregnant with a man that absolutely believes God's word. Very quickly, tell me about the man in Africa where half of his foot was literally rotted off.
I thought that the man was a leper, and so I rebuked leprosy, and I was going to be there 3 days, and I told him, I want you to come back tomorrow. I want to see your foot. And he came back, and it looked much better, but it wasn't fully healed. There was no toes there. The skin in the area was looking better, but there was no real restoration. And so the interpreter came to me and said he bought a piece of property that this other man wanted, and the other man went and hired the local witch doctor to put a curse on the piece of land. And when he stepped on the land, his foot started rotting away. And so I knew it was witchcraft, and I rebuked the witchcraft in Jesus' name. I anointed him with oil and told him to come back tomorrow. And the next day he came back, and he had all his toes. His foot was completely restored. And the only thing that was odd about it is, the man was a black man, and all the new flesh was pink. And it was evidently clearly to show people that there was something new there that had not been there before.
Ms. Bocha, we're coming into a time that we're going to see creative miracles like we've just read about in the Bible. Jerry is seeing them right now. This is just to get your appetite wet about what's about ready to happen to you. But I have a book that I really urge you to get. I call it The Missing Link, because my friend from Israel, Robert Fisher, has studied the Dead Sea Scrolls and has found about a community of Jews. It was actually the largest community of Jews at the first time that Jesus came to Israel. And he found these Essenes believed in the triune nature of God. They believed in the deity of the Messiah. So when Jesus came, they recognized him in droves. It's the most fascinating reading to understand what the first church was like, and addresses the question of who is really Israel. For a donation of $20 or more, call or write. The book is called Full Circle. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzin, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, and to listen to past radio programs, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.